triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra.
Good morning, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are, on the surface of this very planet we call Earth, once again on this very glorious day, the 26th day of October in the year of our Lord. We welcome you regardless of where you are, irrespective of your time zone, that this is your platform. This is your citadel, this is your learning center, this is your place of worship, because here Biafra is our religion, Chukwa Biama, our God, and we are marching inexorably towards the absolute, unequivocal, unadulterated restoration of the kingdom of heaven upon the face of this very earth. And that place is Biafra land. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially our beloved brethren on the western fringes of the world, by which we mean Canada, those of you in Mexico, in the United States, those of you in Brazil, the ones in Chile, the ones in Trinidad and Tobago, those of you in Jamaica, all over the world, people are listening. It doesn't matter what time it is. This is compulsive listenership, and people are paying homage to that very edict, that when you come to Radio Biafra, you learn, you are educated, you're enlightened, your breadth of knowledge expands. You learn so much that when you go into a debate or discussion about Biafra, you will become undefeatable. Nobody can touch you, because here we equip you, not just physically, but mentally and also spiritually, because we are, I repeat, we are the children of the Most High God, Chukwa Biama, descended directly from the bowels of heaven, not through any grace, but as a result of our lineage, our heritage, and a statement of that very fact, that Chukwa Biama is our God and our Father. Very, very important to understand that this is Radio Biafra. On this very Sunday morning, you will tell your friends and your family that we are live on air, that they should go to, as a matter of urgency, to www.radiobiafra.co please tell them to go to satellite, because we are a satellite broadcaster, the only indigenous broadcaster that is on satellite anywhere in the world. And people ask us, what are we doing? People ask us, what do we do with the money we are being given? We are on satellite. If you're deaf and you're dumb and you cannot listen, you cannot reason properly, we are letting you understand that this very morning. We don't suffer fools gladly. We don't have the patience nor the temperament to mollycoddle people who say they are educated or that they are graduates. We expect you to be able to have, if no other thing, the finest rudiments or the capacity, the receptors to be able to accept reason and common sense. If you want us to reason for you, then you are in very serious trouble. Here we give you the information, we give you the knowledge, we give you the understanding, we give you the capacity to articulate your views and your opinion and to be able to present it in a way that is entirely consistent with the philosophy, the ideology, and the process which we have embarked upon to ensure the restoration of our country. And that country is Biafra. That is why, in that very name, on behalf of everything we do, hold very dear, we invite each and every one of you to partake in our service this morning. We are going to hold the service. This is where we worship God in truth and honesty, because of our incorruptibility, because of the fact that we remain, as always, whiter than white itself and whiter than snow, without blemish of any sort whatsoever. That is why we always win. All the time we win. And as we win these very battles, very minor and inconsequential as they come, so are we preparing ourselves both mentally and physically to confront the far more greater challenges coming from our enemies who are far and wide. But because we have to Chukwuebiam on our side, because the God of the same heaven that we look up to is on our side, we always triumph, we always win. Our enemies scatter in shame and disgrace, because we are resolute, we are very firm. We don't retreat and we don't surrender. No, we don't. We keep marching forward, because it is said either we get Biafra. It is either we get Biafra or we die getting Biafra. One of the two must happen. And we know the one that Chukwuebiam said must come to pass, because the coming of this very kingdom of his, which he foretold many, 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 many centuries ago, the same way we were before Lugard came is where we are going to go back to. But this time around, we have learned so much. This time around, we have understood our offense before the Almighty God. We have atoned for all those sins, having publicly declared to the hearing of the whole world what those shortcomings are. We are therefore confident to enter into this kingdom of heaven on this very earth, in praise, in worship, that forever and ever mankind will be able to know that at a time when they have given up on the hope and faith of the redemptive qualities of knowing Chukwuebiam, that the manifestation of his goodness was brought to bear upon the lives of his children who have been under the damnable blanket of darkness brought about by existence in this zoological republic. We are here to extricate his children from that very curse. The zoo called Nigeria is a burden. It is a curse. Nigeria is satanic. Ekwensu, satanic. That is why anytime you leave people there, they become corrupt. Leave people there. Anybody you leave in the zoo becomes corrupt. That is why each time you must pray for those of them who are at home serving you. Not at Enugu office, no, that office is closed down, completely shut down. I am talking about ordinary men and women, our commanders in the field. We are talking about those who live in hope, waiting for Biafra to come. You must pray for them, because they are living side by side with Satan. They are living side by side with Lucifer. That is why, please, please pray for them, that they do not become contaminated. Anything that opens its eyes in that very place becomes contaminated. No men or women of honor and dignity. People don't have fortitude nor perseverance. I wonder how they can go into battle. If you cannot endure, if you cannot persevere, how can you go to battle and win it? That is why on this very platform, this radio station, this Radio Biafra, we make sure that our enlightenment, we make sure that our education is solely geared towards one single outcome. That outcome is the restoration of the absolute sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. the host and director of Radio Biafra, the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, and the commander of its own forces as well, because we have not come in peace. No, we don't have time for that rubbish. This is not a peaceful movement. If you don't want to stay here, you get away. We are not begging anybody. Lugard did not come in peace. The creation of Nigeria was not done in peace. They came in pieces. They killed, they pillaged, they looted everything. They slaughtered our men and women. Arochukwu fell. And then the British came and formed what is very hopeless. This very not corrupt. It is festering. It is like a wound. It's like a diseased, cancerous wound. Festering and killing people. That place is called Nigeria. And we must kill it. To survive, the zoo must die. As simple as that. When they came, Lugard did not come in peace. The British never came in peace. So when people tell us to be peaceful, I look at them and I laugh. The people killing you this very day, those of them subjugating you, those of them ensuring that there is no seaport in Port Harcourt, no seaport in Calabar, no second Niger Bridge, no good roads, no good schools, no employment, factories closing down, who are they? Have they come in peace? If they have come in peace, why is Enugu not an international airport if they have come in peace? If they have come in peace, why don't Biafran children enjoy the same level of free education as enjoyed by Hausa, Fulani, and Yoruba criminals? Why is that? If they have come in peace, why do they take our oil and spend it in Hausa, Fulani lands? Why do they take the money, the proceeds from our oil, to take people to Hajj in Mecca, to radicalize them, to come back and still kill us? Why is that if they have come in peace? They have not come in peace. Therefore, we cannot approach them in peace at all. This is not a peaceful platform. This place is for the restoration of Biafra by whatever means we consider necessary. Therefore, all options are on the table. They do not give us Biafra, the zoo will perish. And not just perish. Somalia will be like a paradise. We are making that very clear to them. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you once again, wherever you are. Please, please, please do bear in mind that what we are here to do is one thing. Not two, not three, not four. People may come to you and say, oh, you do this, and we'll fund you. These are saboteur contractors. I will tell you what they will do. They will force you to try and do something prematurely. They may give you 1 or 2 million naira, depending. And then they will use the same leverage to go to the government of the zoo and get almost 100 times that. And by the time they're done with you, you will be dead, and they will be richer. Therefore, you must be very, very careful what you do. That is how they managed to contaminate our office with promises of largesses and money. And they have fallen. And we don't intend to fall, because we can never fall. This is Radio Biafra. Welcome you once again. Our lines will be open when we do open them. And as always, it remains +44 208 133 9976. I repeat, that is our main line here, which is universal also, because it can work anywhere in the world. +44 or 0044 208 133 9976. We also have the other line as well, our main studio line here in London, which is +44 or 0044 783 130 8376. I repeat, +44 or 0044, depending on your preference, 783 130 8376. We are on Skype, we are on Tango, we are on Viber. For Skype, please simply add Radio Biafra or Radio Biafra 1 to your Skype contact list. Radio Biafra, all one word in lower casing, or Radio Biafra and the figure 1 at the end. You will be able to join us. We will be able to do what is right. And together we are going to enlighten. Together we are going to educate. Together we are going to inform our people. This very fine Sunday morning, this is live broadcast of the 26th of October in the year of our Lord 2014. The time now is approaching 16 minutes past 7 a.m. in the morning. Therefore, we are live. This is not a recording. We are live. How you know is the date and the time. When the time corresponds to where you are, because we have listenership all over the world, the time now is exactly 17 minutes past the top of the hour. In the United Kingdom, it is past 7 a.m. in the morning. The same thing in Biafra land, I think in the USA or elsewhere. Depending on where you are, it is exactly, in fact, the same number of minutes past the top of the hour. Wherever you are, the time now will be 17 minutes past the top of the hour where you are. That goes to confirm, to show that we are live, we are direct. The whole world is listening. Of course, we've not been live for a few days, and we don't expect people to, expect us to come. But this morning, we know those who are devotees of Radio Biafra. This very morning, because we never wanted to announce it, we wanted to see the number of people that listen to Radio Biafra, that wait in anticipation, in earnest, for Radio Biafra broadcast to come this morning. We are about to find out, and to them will every blessing belong to. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you once again. I will not hesitate. Our news is packed this morning. When the very eminent barrister is able to wake up, anybody near the barrister must wake him up. Tell the barrister that we are live on the air. He was very busy yesterday. He was driving down from heaven knows where. Maybe he traveled to Scotland to go and see, Alex Salmond, the leader of the SNP? I'm not too sure. The barrister was far away, doing over 100 miles. He shouldn't be saying that actually live on air, because he's a lawyer, and I'm not sure that the speed limit here is up to 100. But barrister was traveling, and I believe he returned in one piece yesterday. Anybody close to the barrister must please inform him that we are live on the air. The same thing goes for any other person as well wishing to join us this morning. You must inform them. You must tell them. You must tell them where to go to also. Not just inform them, but also tell them where to go to www.radiobiafra.co. And very, very soon, a lot of things will happen to that very website, because we are marching on forward. We are not looking back. We are unstoppable, because we are Biafrans, and Radio Biafra is where we worship. This very morning, by way of headlines, we are presenting to you something we have always pointed out before, that the presidency of Barack Obama is an impediment to the advancement of black people all over the world. I repeat what I said. The voting into power of President Barack Obama, the first and I believe the only black president we'll ever have in America, is a setback, an impediment, a disgrace, and a humiliation to black people all over the world. We have the proof here this very morning. That man, I don't know the planet he comes from. Obama is a disgrace to black people. What is happening under his watch couldn't have happened under George Bush or Bill Clinton before him. Never, ever, ever. This man, I don't know. This is the problem with people when they vote for somebody into power. You vote for people based on their policy, not the color of their skin. That is inconsequential. It is the policy of the person that matters. In any civilized society, some of us are living abroad. All the presidents of the world, you know, of the countries where we reside, are they from our villages? We are in China, we are in Malaysia, we are in Thailand, we are in Indonesia, we are in Australia, we are in New Zealand, we are in India, all over the place, Russia, we are in. Are the presidents of those places, are they doing rotational presidency? Will somebody from your village ever be president in that place? The answer is no. Then why are we living there? Because the conditions are better from where we are coming from, or presumed to be better. Vote is a black man, black people have to... The man, in terms of impact, is the very worst. The very worst we have ever gotten. This man has never been to Africa to do it. He has never conducted a very serious visit to Africa. The president of the USA. He has never launched any meaningful initiative. At least Tony Blair and George Bush, they launched the Millennium Goal. If not for any other thing, they said we must help Africa to grow. George Bush, George Bush and Tony Blair. They said Africa must come up. I don't know if some of you know about the Millennium Goal. Of course, we spend time gossiping, so we may not know. But there's something called the Millennium Goal. They're trying to bring Africa up to scratch. Here we have a black president of America, and he is worse than the worst president, than the worst white president of America. His name is Barack Obama. He's black now. Yes, and so bloody what? And so bloody what after that? Do you think we are sentimentalists? Don't you know we are educated? Because somebody is black, you have to... That is absolute garbage. Garbage, it means nothing. It's your policies that count, not the color of your skin. It doesn't matter who you are. Just have good policies to project. That's what we're interested in. The barrister has joined me. Before I go any further, I am irate. I am upset and angry with Barack Obama, his presidency, is a cataclysmic failure for the collective psyche of black people all over the world. The man is an, you know, a bundle of disgrace. Disgrace. And I'll tell you why in a short while. But before that, I must defer to the very eminent barrister. They don't come more eminent than this. Barrister was almost flying yesterday down the express road here. They call it the highway. He made it back in one piece. And the barrister has joined me. I will leave it up to him to acknowledge all of you, to wake up those of you who are not already awake, to understand that this is Radio Biafra, that we are conducting our Sunday service here. You know, we discuss everything. From Genesis to Revelation, nothing is spared. Truth and honesty. If you don't have it, you get away. Because we are Biafrans. And the barrister is with me. Barrister, go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Director, thank you. I came back in one piece. I am here. And I'm talking to Biafrans. Good morning, fellow Biafrans. We talk to you on a daily basis. We are always happy with you. We enjoy your listenership, your support that you always give to Radio Biafra on a daily basis, on weekly basis, and on monthly basis. We have no other choice than to invest in our own property. We have no other choice than to look up to where we are going, and that is Biafra. We do not have no place other than Biafra land. We do not have no abode rather than where we were born and brought up, and where we are going. Nobody should be in any doubt. Biafra is enshrined to be restored. Biafra must be given that particular restoration that all of us yearn. Biafra is the only hope we will ever have in this our lifetime. Biafra must be restored whichever way we are going to restore it. By fire, with anger, with happiness, whichever way Biafra will be restored, will make it a part of duty to restore Biafra. In Biafra, we stand. In Biafra, we will all go back to. Director, I have to support you that we have a black president just for mouth. Obama has never done anything for Africans. He has never spoken. He will go to Malaysia. He will go to every Muslim country, telling them they have the right to rule and govern themselves. Obama, disgracefully, has never stepped into the zoo to tell them Biafra should be restored.
He has never been to Africa. Barrister, he only went for Mandela's burial because Mandela thought he was dealing with a human being. Mandela said, since he's the black president, he can come to his burial. And after that, he made a whistle-stop tour, just stopping over in Ghana. This man never took time to visit Africa properly and officially and spend days in Africa, understanding the very deplorable situation that we are all living in. He's never been there. He's only but he goes to Indonesia. He goes to Muslim countries. He comforts them. He gives them freedom. He sponsored Arab Spring. He has started, but to set us free is a very massive problem. And he's there. And things are happening. I don't want to preempt the news. Please, Barrister, go ahead.
Director, it is a big shame. A very massive one. All Barack Obama shows us is very, very cosmetic. He looks to me like a plastic man. You paint this corner, but where your own dad originated from, you've never been there. With your influence, very soon you will go out. And then, of course, a white man who knows how to do things will step in. His own story will be wishy-washy. Well, of course, he's a Muslim, and he's showing it to us. What a disgrace. We have a black president, but he has never shown anything or do anything to show black people. Be proud of me, Barack Obama. Shame on you. Here on Radio Biafra, we're not happy with the way you came as a president. Not even a day for you to say, Biafra, mention that name as if You are caged as if your mouth is plastered with solid tape. We are not happy with you, Barack Obama. You will soon be gone. And then what will we be proud of you for? But we always talk about President Bush, a white Caucasian man who wanted Africa to leave.
Of course.
They support everything we do. Without America, the British will still remain in Africa, remain exactly in the zoo. But of course, partially they are still there through House of Fulani Boko Haram. We wait for another white president to come there and tell the British to take their hands off from our land completely. Good morning, dear friends. We here, we preach the truth, and we don't fear, and we don't care whoever he is. Man can only die but once. Speak out. You will be respected. Good morning, Director.
Good morning, Barrister. Well spoken. The barrister himself is fired up this very morning. And I say any day the barrister begins to speak the manner he has done this morning, you know Biafra is very close. Because he's a very amiable man, very peace-loving. And he's a great man and a very kind man at that, which makes him a very good person. This is Radio Biafra. Welcome you wherever you are. I must continue. By way of headline this morning, President Barack Obama, the first and I presume the only black president in America, is an absolute disgrace. Disgrace to the core. And we'll tell you why later. We continue. And as we announced this morning, there is somebody also called President Goodluck Jonathan, or Bad Luck as the case may be, depending on your take, has arrived in Jerusalem for pilgrimage. We announced on Radio Biafra that we went to Jerusalem on pilgrimage. He wants to do his own as well. We said we went there to go and pray. Because he listens to Radio Biafra. Even this very morning, he is listening. Anything we say, this man will copy. He reminds me of Bilie Human Rights Initiative, Ndioshi Nandiama, servants of the zoo called Nigeria. They want to copy everything we do. You cannot copy it because Chukwu Abiama sent us, not man. Therefore, you cannot replicate what we are doing. Jonathan has gone to Jerusalem. He's trying to follow what we are doing. We tell him we went to Jerusalem to go and obtain grace and the fortitude, the power to do what we are doing. He has gone to the same place. And in fact, from his itinerary, he wants to do exactly what we did when we were in Jerusalem. We shall see. We shall see. Hausa Fulani people are at it again. The mayor of Katsina Turban's Delta Revenue Board boss. The Islamization is continuing. What was started by, in fact, before Jesus Okala, there was a man called Abdulaziz Ude. There were people who were running to the Northerners, running to the Hausa Fulani people, running to the Islamic Caliphate to go and obtain one petty contract or the other. And in return, they came back with that virus called Islam. And the infection is everywhere. It is everywhere. That infection was perpetuated to a very lesser degree by Ojus Okalo and then Rocha Sokoro, their own begotten son. Rocha Sokoro took it up and started the wholesale Islamization of everybody. Even now, the MA of Katsina have now turbanned the Delta State Revenue Board boss, which is rather very, very sad. But that is what we are encountering. That is what we are witnessing in that very place. Buhari, the benefactor of Boko Haram terrorists, APC, Islamic Brotherhood Party, nothing wrong with a Muslim ticket, meaning you are finished. Muslim president, Muslim vice president in a country with Sharia law, Wauna Agwala, you people are finished. Completely gone. Because Jonathan wins. And there will be death and murder and mayhem. Blood will flow on the street. And also the zoo is saying they are to ban commercial motorcycles all over that very zoo. It is not a nation. Please, you people must understand the English language very well. Nigeria is not a nation. Anybody singing any rubbish to you, Nigeria, our nation, tell the person that they are foolish. They don't know the meaning of the word nation. They don't understand the implications of what they are saying. Therefore, they must shut up. The zoo called Nigeria is not a nation. Not a nation, I hasten to add. And can never be. Can never, ever be. This is Radio Biafra. Those are our news headlines this morning. And now the news in greater detail. At which point now, I am going to reveal the headline that is making us very livid with Obama. Two United States nurses are declared cured of Ebola. The funniest thing is that these two nurses are white, but their black patient died. Every black patient that has contracted Ebola, they are dead. People are falling like flies in Liberia. People are dying. They are controlling the population of those of us in Liberia by medical experimentation. They have perfected this very drug. It can kill black people, but if white people take it, or the drug that cures it, they will become cured. Under President Barack Obama, this very killer disease was patented and given the certificate of ownership that the American government basically owns Ebola. They own it. And Obama allowed the experimentation of this very deadly virus to be carried out on the same black continent, the same black Africa from whence he came or his father came from. And he's a black president. This type of nonsense could not have happened under George Bush. That I know for sure. It's not impossible. As bad as people think Americans are, or George Bush, that man is a very good man. George W. Bush is a very, very good man. People who can look beyond the color of people's skin, go and look at George Bush's policy towards Africa. Go and check it line by line by line by line. You will understand what I'm saying. You will understand it. George Bush is, in fact, infinitesimally better than Barack Obama. Under Obama's watch, two United States nurses are declared cured of Ebola, but the patient is dead. Come to Liberia, people are falling like flies. What Obama did, instead of sending the same nurses who are very good at curing people, he sent U.S. Army, to go, not just to contain, but to look at the consequences of biological warfare. Because AIDS was not killing enough. AIDS, you need to exchange body fluid before you can contract AIDS. That one isn't working. People are very smart. They protect themselves. They use condom and all this. No, that is not working. They brought one. If you like it or not, that's Ebola for you. If you like it or not. And the only problem here is that not just Ebola, but they keep perfecting the strain all the time. They keep perfecting it to make it far more deadly. That is where we are today. We have a black president. And black people are dying. It reminds me of the fate of the pathetic, wretched Igbo people in the zoo called Nigeria. The more they seek presidency, the more they die. You appoint them, they kill all of them. Obama, black president, and black people are dying in Liberia. He has never called for any emergency summit. If George Bush was there, I am telling you, the more they say the 10th person is dead, George Bush will convene an emergency meeting and say, let's do something about it. He will call his cabinet and say, can't you hear what is happening in Africa? Look, that was the man, in case you've forgotten, that went to the United Nations and said to the people of the world, all the nonsense Europeans did in Africa, we need to untangle them. He gave us the template and the blueprint with which we can do that. It is called the United Nations Charter on the Rights of Indigenous People, meaning if you are indigenous, you can be free. Who made it possible? George Bush. And of course, Condoleezza Rice. She's a black woman. She did a lot of work in that regard. We give her respect for that. I say to people, Democratic Party in America is useless for black people. They encourage welfareism. They perpetuate dependency culture. They cannot do anything for you. It was a Republican Party that ended slavery, not Democrats. It was Democrats that perpetuated slavery. It was Republicans that ended it. Abraham Lincoln was a Republican president. People don't know this here. This is Radio Biafra. Of course, we teach you, we educate, we enlighten you. We enlighten you. Who are the ones now in America fighting for Biafra to be free? Republicans again. Republicans, not Democrats. This is Radio Biafra. Two U.S. nurses are declared cured of Ebola. And the other headline before I go on to bring them in greater detail. The Dallas nurses describe comforting Ebola patient as he lay dying. As the black man lay dying, the white nurses were comforting him. And the man died. And the nurses lived. Under President Barack Obama. Black president. I look at you. You know, anything I tell you is gospel. Is Yokukobo. The word of God. There is something wrong with black people. B-L-A-C-K. Black is your G. There is something wrong with you. Because if there is nothing wrong with you, Barack Obama should have done something about Ebola in Africa. The same way I believe Clinton or Bush would. In fact, Bush, once you tell him there's a problem, he will start to do something immediately. Did anybody bribe George Bush to say that Africa, because before George Bush launched the Millennium Goal or the whole Millennium thing that they were talking about, they realized that the only way to free Africa from the burden of poverty and lack of development is to free them from the bondage of colonialism. How can they do that? They knew that when you put all these divergent value systems together, they cannot develop. George Bush, with Condoleezza Rice, said the best thing for us to do is to give them the tools which they can use, since they claim they have educated people. They can use these tools to free themselves from slavery and bondage. That is the meaning of the United Nations Charter on the Rights of Indigenous People, the one we attended in New York. That's the meaning of it. But most of us cannot grasp it. Oh, is Obama coming to give us Biafra? You must be drunk on stupidity. It's not possible. Can never happen. It is left for you. George Bush, United States, the United Nations, they have already given you the template with which you can go and get your freedom. Nobody can argue with it. It is there. Right to self-determination of indigenous people. The reason why they created this is because they realized the damage, the destruction of the psyche of an average black person from Africa done by European imperialist expansionism. That is why we must cure ourselves of the disease of ignorance. That is why people must follow our teachings very, very carefully. We know where we are going. We just don't want to get a country, but we want to lay the foundation for a great civilization to be built. And it is all in the learning and learning process. That is why nothing can be done prematurely. We must be able to educate our people. We cannot be like any useless African country, or else they'll give you Ebola and you will all die off. I will give you the news now in greater detail, that the world may understand why we are against Obama this very morning. Obama is a disgrace to humanity. Here is the news in greater detail from Washington Post, not from us, from AFP in Washington. Two American nurses were declared cured of Ebola on Friday, and one was healthy enough to leave the hospital and meet President Barack Obama for a hug. A white woman. The good news for the nurses who contracted Ebola while caring for a Liberian patient in Texas came as the city of New York was dealing with the first case of the deadly virus. Nina Pham smiled often and appeared healthy, wearing a turquoise shirt and dark business suit as she addressed reporters outside the National Institute of Health Clinical Center in Bethesda in Maryland. I feel fortunate and blessed to be standing here today. I am on my way back to recovery, even as I reflect on how many others have not been so fortunate. Those people who are not fortunate are black people. They're all dead. White people are alive. This world is not fair. There's something wrong somewhere. Anyway, I can't say I will ask Chukwu Abiyama questions, but I have one or two clarifications to seek later on. Why is it that white people are surviving Ebola virus and blacks are dying? Somebody must explain that to us so we can understand it. I continue. Later, this same woman called Pham, I'm very happy that she's alive, of course. I'm very happy she's alive. Later, Pham met Obama at the White House, where the president hugged her in the Oval Office as photographers snapped pictures. Photo opportunity is called. President Barack Obama hugging a white woman that survived Ebola. His own black people are dying. One of them died in the USA. Black people are dead from Ebola. White people are alive. Why? Because there is a black president in the White House. Disgraceful. Disgraceful. I am not a medical student. I'm not a doctor. Dr. Oge Dozokwe should come on air and clarify this. What is it called? Is it called physiology? Yes. Is the physiology or the constituent or the makeup of a white person different internally from a black person? Is that possible that there is some kind of genetic influence that can be brought to bear that white people have that blacks do not have? What is it? Why are white people surviving this and blacks are dying? Why is the entire Liberia quarantined and people are falling like flies? These are human beings born of a woman or women, as the case may be. why are black people dying in Africa and white people are surviving in America? What on this earth is going on? What is happening to our people, to our collective consciousness, our psyche as a race? What is wrong with black people? Chukwu Abiyama, please tell me. If these people are this stupid, why did you bother creating them in the first place? White people are alive. We have professors of virology. We have those of them who said, I'm a microbiologist. What is happening? Are medicines not working in Africa? Why are people dying in Liberia and other people are living in America? A white person contracts Ebola, they live. A black person gets Ebola, he or she dies. There is something wrong somewhere. A black president in America, and this type of nonsense is happening. There is something wrong somewhere. We continue. Dallas nurses described comforting Ebola patient as he lay dying. Frightened nurses gritted their teeth and cared for the dying man. Thomas Eric Duncan, the Liberian national who unknowingly traveled to the United States carrying Ebola. He died of the virus 10 days after he was admitted to Texas Presbyterian Hospital. In the intervening period, Duncan was cared for by nurses who risked their lives to save him. This man was used for experiment. His body has never been found. The U.S. government said that his body will be cremated. This man is being used. He's in a lab somewhere now. His carcass, his body, being cut to pieces to understand the effects of Ebola in a black person or to understand how it works in humans very well. They have the antidote. If you catch it, they can give you an antidote to stop it from spreading any further and damaging your organs. But they left this man, they kept observing him until this man withered away and died. The nurses that took care of him contracted Ebola, very, very deadly virus, very, very bad to contract. And they cured them. They are white women. No black nurses allowed close to the man. No, not at all. Because if you're a black nurse, you go close to the man, you will die. Only white nurses took care of him. The man died and the white nurses lived. And people are telling me that this world is fair. No, there's something wrong somewhere. People of Liberia, please, on behalf of these suffering communities, we also appeal to the world. Radio Biafra is joining its voice to appeal to humanity, the conscience of humanity, to come to the rescue of the dying populations in Liberia. They have done nothing wrong. The process of procreation is a natural cycle. A woman gets pregnant when she sleeps with a man. That is biology. It's been there from Adam and Eve. Why do you think you can use medicine to alter nature? What America is doing, or the rogue scientists in America are doing in Africa, is deplorable. And this thing is happening under the watch of a so-called black president, Barack Obama, is unacceptable by any stretch of the imagination. It is not acceptable. White people are surviving. Black people are dying. There is something wrong somewhere, that the world must rise up. The same way they rose against slavery, the same way they ended apartheid, the same way that they are helping African nations to emerge these days from the imperialist colonization imposed by Europeans, the same way must that same moral fiber be brought to bear to end this scourge of black people, the Ebola virus. Very, very important. This is Radio Biafra. We continue. There is a man called Jonathan. Good luck, Jonathan. They say he's the president of the zoo. He is not nearly as deadly as Obama is with his virus. But this man is the embodiment of stupidity. Let us see what he has done now. President, good luck, Jonathan. Where is the second Niger Bridge? We are asking him. Go into exile that you promised if you didn't build a second Niger Bridge. But he's in Jerusalem, not on exile. He said he's gone for pilgrimage. President, good Lord Jonathan arrived in Jerusalem on Saturday for a two-day pilgrimage to Israel. According to the president's itinerary, he will observe the Shabbat on... It's not called Sabbath, it's called Shabbat, please. Not Sabbath. You know, people, I was debating with my wife one day in times gone by about Jesus and Yeshua. I said, no, it is not. It's Yeshua. There is no J in Hebrew. There is no J. And Jesus Christ is a Hebrew. Do you know the reason why we accept all these names that they bandy about all over the place? Because of ourselves. Myself, I'm Kenneth. That's what they gave me. A very wretched name. I don't know where it came from. Kenneth. What is the meaning of that? My name is Nnamdi. That is my name. According to my forebears, that is my name. That is my name. Because we accept any nonsense that they give us. That is why when they alter somebody's name, we say, oh no, it's okay, it's okay, it's fine. It's just a name. What is in a name? Who told you? There is something in a name. There is something in it. His name is Yehoshua. That's his name. Not Jesus Christ. That is the Greek name. Greek. Greek. G-R-E-E-K. Greek. Greek people are not the chosen race of God. They have no right to name the child of God. They have no right to name the Messiah how they wish. Who are they? Who are they? Are they better than Joseph and Mary that gave birth to Yeshua? Are they better? The answer is no. Who are they to name a child of God a Messiah? Who are they? Who are they? His name is Yeshua. If you don't want to understand that, you can, I don't know what to say. There is no J in Hebrew pronunciation. It is Y. The same way that Jerusalem is not Jerusalem. It is Yerushalayim, not Jerusalem. There's nothing like J in Hebrew. Black people, try and reason for goodness sake. Use your common sense brain to reason. Yerushalayim, not Jerusalem. There is nothing like Joseph. It's Joseph. There is nothing like Moses. It's Moshe. Moses' name is never Moses, it is Moshe. M-O-S-H-E. Not Moses. There is nothing like Moses, it's Moshe. You take people's name, you turn it upside down, you now claim you are them. Ndiyoshi. You come through the back door to steal the glory. We are here to educate you. And this is Radio Biafra. President Good Lord Jonathan arrived in Jerusalem, in Yerushalayim, please, I hasten to add. During the pilgrimage, he will pray for the zoo at an interdenominational church service with the theme, A Day with Jesus. Barrister, you listening? The theme of the worship is A Day with Jesus for Nigeria in Israel. Iberibe warrior. Disease upon disease. A Day with Jesus for Nigeria in Israel. Pathetic and wretched. You have gone to a land, an ancient land called Israel. It was sacked, defeated, conquered, and pillaged for over 2,000 years. The same way Biafra was, but ours is far more recent. That same ancient land came back to being, and today it is Israel. You are going on pilgrimage to Israel. The same way people shall come to Biafra land on pilgrimage. The same way that Israel was rendered asunder, decimated, conquered, and burnt, is the same way that Biafra land suffered. The same fate out of this family of three. Only Ethiopia did not suffer that ignominy. But we are on our way back to recovery. Jonathan is saying he's in Israel, a day with Jesus in Israel for the zoo called Nigeria. Doesn't make sense to me. Convoluted grammar, people who don't understand English language very well. They come, they mess themselves up. Jonathan is there. He is going to pray in a church. He will also go to the Wailing Wall, or the Western Wall as they call it. And then he will ask for the same powers that we asked for when we were there. He will ask for the same anointing and the same blessing, the same grace from Chukwu Abiyama that we asked for. But Chukwu Abiyama will not give it to him. Jonathan will leave Israel with destruction. The zoo must fall. The zoo must fall. The handwriting, Jonathan, once he goes to the Western Wall, his mind will open up. He will see the handwriting on the wall. That's what I'm praying for this morning. That Chukwu Abiyama will reveal to him. A handwriting on the wall that the kingdom has divided and can never be held back together again. And that the zoo must fall. We continue. Jonathan praying praying for Jesus with Israel. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Doesn't make any sense to me. We are here to expose the iniquitous and damnable policies of these men of darkness. Or chichere, darkness. liars, cheats, and deceivers. Our hands are clean. Onye man kan yi mere onekwu. One question or two, your lies will be exposed. Okwasi, we puti. The executive chairman of Delta Board of Internal Revenue, DBIR, Mr. Joel Onawapo Thomas, has been turbanned as the Majidadin Kaigama of Katsina by His Royal Highness Alhaji Abdul Mumini Kabir Usman, the Emir of Katsina. The Katsina monarch bestowed the title on Thomas at a gala night at the Pretoria Hotel, Warri Delta State, with Alhaji Kabir Muhammad Marishi, the Kaigama of Katsina State, the Emir's representative, performing the turbanning. This is a Biafran man, a Christian, but because they are running away from their heritage, his surname is now Thomas. Does that make any sense to anybody? Just like Jonathan saying his name is Goodluck Jonathan, his surname is Jonathan. Does that? Oh my God in heaven. Should we spend time analyzing this news? The very perverse nature of people that call themselves Igbo. He's from Delta. He's an Igbo man. He's an Igbo man. His surname is now Thomas. He has gotten a turban. They should give him a camel so he can be riding it in the desert to complete him as a buffoon. People without shame. People with no wonder they came to Africa and vacuumed everybody there. Bogunu na Ubo. Sugarcane plantation in the West Indies. Tobacco plantation in Virginia in America. Everywhere you were working as domesticated animals. Do you know why? Here is the proof. Inability to reason. Inability to reason. That's all. You became slaves to your fellow man. Your fellow man domesticated you as an animal. First black president indeed. This one is wearing a turban. Give him camel milk from cow and blood to drink. Send him into the desert where the turban people. He came to Warri to turban people, to Asaba, to turban people. Amazing. Amazing. The march of the Islamic State is on the rise. I love them. Because once they commence their march, they don't stop. Now, what they're going to do is a classical pincer movement. What they wish to do is to ensure that a Muslim is in charge. So, Buhari is the president. A Muslim is the vice president. Why? If Buhari dies, which he's going to, of course, and the Muslim takes over and continues. I thought Jonathan said it is the third time. I said to Jonathan, you don't understand the implications of what you are doing by running for the third term. You are giving people ideas. Be magnanimous and do not run. Get away from there. But of course, barrister pleaded with me to see reason. Jonathan should run so that the zoo will burn. Jonathan runs, the zoo burns. That sounds very sweet. Against the backdrop of widespread speculations in the past few months that the leadership of the APC, the Hausa Boko Haram Party, All Progressive Congress, they also have a Biafran branch. They also have Biafra struggle men or women, as the case may be. APC is very clever, Hausa people. They have come and created Biafran groups. They have infiltrated our operations and told our people, oh no, don't worry, start something, we'll give you money. The day you start, they want to subvert our institutions to go and please somebody somewhere. That is the day you will die. They will use you to make more money. We have been studying freedom fighting for 19 years, especially the zoo, our plight in it. Our strategy and our approach is spot on. That is why we never go back. That is why we do things that other people cannot do. They cannot, they are incapable of doing it. Never be in a haste because you want money. Oh, start something, we'll give you money. That's why they're running around trying to scatter what we have built. So they can start something and somebody from somewhere, Gregor Kunyun, that day they will catch you and cut off your useless heads. They have Biafran group as well, APC. Bilie Human Rights Initiative. That is pro-Biafra group serving Boko Haram. Oh, we are Nigeria now. Yesterday we were yapping rubbish. In Nigeria, we go to the constitution, we go from the constitution, we attack the we attack the constitution from here, we go from there, we come here, and we go to court. Which court is that? A court that could not return your abandoned properties to you. A court of adjournment after adjournment after adjournment. Which court? Anybody practicing law in the zoo, I feel sorry for you because you are not a lawyer. You are more or less a paper chaser. That's all you do. You collect money from people to deceive them. There is no law. Because before you can have law, law is predicated on common sense. And we don't have common sense. There is no common sense in an average black person. No common sense. Therefore, you cannot practice law. We are in court. We go from the back. There is a clause. There's no comma in it. We attack that clause. Once we attack it, we get lunatics. We continue. This Muslim ticket for 2050 presidential election, the former head of state and leading APC presidential aspirant General Muhammadu Buhari, retired, has declared that he is not opposed to such an arrangement. Buhari made his position on the matter known in an interview with an online medium, The Cable, at the weekend. The APC presidential aspirant, who recalled that he had opted for Christian running mates, namely Chuba Okadibo, Edwin Umezuoke, and Tunde Bakare in previous shots at the presidency in 2003, 2007, and 2011, respectively, said there was nothing wrong in a Muslim ticket, adding that the 2015 elections are not about religion. What is it about then? They want to complete it that the Sharia in the north, these are the people that brought in Sharia. And as I said last night, there is nowhere in the world that Sharia law exists side by side with Christian ethics and values. No country in the world. Please. None. Apart from the zoo. Of course, Muslims should go in and do as they please. I like them. Let them continue their work. You know, the more they kill our people, the more we come to our senses. As simple as that. They are planning to ban commercial motorcycles, or Okada, as they know it, all over the place. There is no other means of transportation. There are no surface trains, no sky trains, no suburban trains. How are people meant to get about if you ban motorcycles? We continue. The use of motorcycles as commercial means of transport in the zoo, popularly known as Okada or Achaba, may be banned throughout the zoo. The proposal for the ban was made by the National Council on Transport after its annual conference in Enugu State and endorsed by the Minister of Transport, Senator Idris Umar. A statement from the Federal Ministry of Transport on Saturday evening stated that the ban of commercial motorcycles was one of the measures proposed towards adequate provision of safety and secure transportation in the zoo. It said the recommendation was contained in a statement of the week-long meeting which had in attendance all the state commissioners of transport, permanent secretaries, directors, and officials of the federal and state ministries of transport across the entire zoo. They are planning to ban it, nothing to replace it. Typical black man's policy implementation. This is Radio Biafra. A man who is black but very intelligent, very knowledgeable, has joined me. The very eminent Bryce and Attorney at Law, Bryce Memezu, please go ahead. What do you make of our presentation this very fine morning? Barrister, are you with me? I have lost the barrister once again. Barrister Memezu, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Thank you for the news. Of course, you read and explain, and people endorse it as they listen. That's the way we do it here on Radio Biafra, because we are unconventional. The things we do here is extraordinary. We don't hide our feelings. We don't shy away from what are facts. We tell you the way it is. And we put it down for you. It's up to you to hear. It's up to you to change. If you wish to do it so, Radio Biafra will remain Radio Biafra, because that is the typical way of Biafranness. We don't hide ourselves. We don't see the truth and we bend it. If you are looking for a Biafran man or woman, come to Radio Biafra. The facts are laid here. Back to Barack Obama, Director. I don't know if you have noticed this. I think it's the same thing we are discussing about a few days ago when you displace a black man from his existence. Of course, things will change. I don't know if you have noticed this. if a police officer who is a black man is working with a police officer who is a white man, and they accosted you or they discussing with you, when the white police officer wants to take easy with you, the black police officer will insist on showing you that he is wearing a uniform. I don't know if you've noticed this. It is typical of the way we are. Obama, a black man in the White House, he has never changed anything for black people. Why? He has to prove himself to be a white man. But unfortunately, a white man is a white man, and a white man wants to do something for a black people in order to show that there is no discrimination, there is no hatred, there is no prejudice. But a black man who's supposed to feel the feeling of a black man will turn to become opposite. This is what I always get worried about. It's the same displacement. I don't know if I'm making any, you know, some people will be confused with what I'm saying now.
I'm following everything you're saying because it is, I've had a first-hand experience, so I understand what you're saying entirely. Please go ahead, and our people are following. Go ahead.
Thank you, Director. So, what do we do then? We talk. We make our people change, because if you keep quiet, you think that they have done us a beautiful service. Hey, I'm a black man in a white man land, doing what a white man... No, even a white man will be laughing at you. Look at you, you are not even helping your own people. Because if a white man sits there, a white man will do their very best, ensuring that nobody will tell him of discrimination, of prejudice, of racism. But a black man will absorb all this, knowing very well that he will not be accused of racism. Therefore, advertently or inadvertently, doing exactly what we will accuse the white man for. Then, for example, what you said, Republicans are the ones that stopped slavery in America. They are the ones campaigning against the maltreatment of black people. Director, come over here. Labour Party. Black people cling on to Labour Party here in United Kingdom.
Because they are
Labour Party are the people that killed us.
Of course,
Labour Party betrayed Biafrans. Labour Party made things very difficult for us. Director, tell you this. In 1930, when Labour was in power, Indians started coming into this country in the 1930s. They came here as single men. Director, what I'm telling you, this is immigration. You know, when we talk here on Radio Biafra, they are facts.
Of course.
Indian men were coming here in the 30s. Now, for their wives to join them, their wives were telling the British Immigration Authority that they are all virgins. That's what I'm telling you is in the law book, immigration. Now, what we are Labour Party doing? The Labour Parties were in power at that time in Heathrow, in Gatwick. They wear gloves. They will physically put their fingers inside the vagina of Indian women to find out if they are virgins. Because they have to come and join their husbands here, United Kingdom. Labour Party. But these are the people that are purportedly claiming that they're after looking after black people. Look at what they did to us. Harold Wilson, a Labour man. He came on air, destroy Biafrans. And that's exactly what happened. We are destroyed. 5.2 million and counting. Biafrans destroyed. But here, when they are looking for vote, who do they go for? Black people to vote for them. Everybody's clapping. But do you know the people who will have proper policy for black people in this country? Conservatives.
Of course.
But because of politics, nobody look on conservatives and say support them. Because, you see, when you say somebody is a racist, they are protecting their own background. Director, anything about Biafra, I will protect. You cannot accuse me of properly. Just like the Yorubas. We always accuse the Yorubas. Why are they very, very tribalistic? They are protecting their own particular race. Director, there is nothing wrong with that. Protect your own people. But it's only us. Igbos, we do not care. We are prepared to go and support a Yoruba man instead of supporting our own people because they have turned our brains upside down. We don't care about our own people anymore. It's the same that is happening here. When a white man is protecting their own people, we accuse them of racism. Well, who do you want them to protect? To protect you? Look after yourself. Protect your own people. Let them protect their own people. What did Mugabe tell Tony Blair? You hold on to your United Kingdom. Let me hold on to my Zimbabwe. Everybody, if you're conscious, if you're patriotic, you have to protect where you came from. There is nothing wrong with it. But our way of thinking is that when somebody is protecting their own area, you either accuse them of racism, or you accuse them of tribalism, or you accuse them of this. Look after your own self. Everybody look after them. You will see that the world will be balanced.
Barista,
but look at what Obama is doing.
Barrister, I want to ask
go
you.
Go ahead, Director.
When you go to pick up a child that is not yours, you maybe you went to a naming ceremony. You want to go and pick up the baby. The child will say no, isn't it? If the child doesn't know you. The child will say, no, I don't know who
of
you
course.
Are. And go
of
away
course.
From. Does it mean that the child is racist? Or that the child doesn't like you? Or because
no.
of your pretty or ugly face, the child doesn't want you? It's because
no.
the child doesn't know who you are. The child wants exactly. to go to the parents. That is human nature. If you go to somebody's country and they say they don't want you, you go to your own and you build your own to be nice. Simple. If you
that's
go
it.
To somebody's country and they say, they're racist, then go to your own. You come from somewhere. Go and build it. Their ancestors cannot suffer and die and build all those skyscrapers. They were falling every day and dying. Then you come and creep in from the back and you want to enjoy. No, of course not. Go and build your own. As you said, you know, barrister, when you're growing up, you know, as a child, a toddler, you have children. I've got a child. When this boy was growing up, you'd be holding him. And if he falls, you pick him up again. It is tough love. If the child doesn't want it, the child only wants to crawl. You're saying, no, start coming, start walking. You're forcing them because it's for their own betterment. That is what
yes.
some of these right-wing parties do abroad. They do what they do, be they Republicans or conservatives, in order to get people to think for themselves and to be independent, both in thought and both in terms of existence. But all these dependency, welfare people, like the Democrats in America and the Labour here, you can depend on us. We are fighting racism. Rubbish. Abraham Lincoln fought proper racism by committing white men and women to battle to go and fight other white people for black people to be free. No black man has ever done that before. White people went to war in America fighting and killing each other for the black man to be free. Why? Because Abraham Lincoln said to them, in our constitution, he says that all men are born equal. You cannot hold somebody as a slave in your farm, in Alabama, in Mississippi. That nonsense has to stop. He committed his troops to war. That takes moral courage. That is why, to me, he is the very finest example of what an American should be. President Abraham Lincoln. Please go ahead.
Director, well, as you know, this obviously, we preach it as it is written. We don't conjure or make up our own words in order to make people, feel good or for them to say that, yeah, you know, this radio, we preach facts. Check it up, check it down. You can never find any error. We preach here on Radio Biafra. Because we state the facts and we don't look back. The reality is, you have to be yourself. You have to be yourself for you to gain authority, gain power. Look after your own. Let me look after my own. The world will be balanced. When you go into trespassing, this is where confusion comes. We have black president. He will travel from here to Tunisia. He will go and preach to them. You hold power. You look after yourself. He will crisscross and go to Saudi Arabia. He preached to them. But your own people are suffering. Of course, he will claim he was born in America. But your dad came from Kenya. There are a lot of things happening over there. You will not use your influence to go and preach peace. Why can't we preach peace in this world? Why should we be killing one another? Is that why Tukwu Abiyama created this world? You just wake up, you take a knife, you slash somebody's neck. What benefit do you get there? Look, Jonathan is in Israel. Zoo in Israel. This one is preaching Sharia law. This one is Christianity. How can Italy, Muslim, in Israel, without Gulo Jonathan, declare Biafra for your own sanity? But because this guy is a coward, he is too weak, but he knows how to share money. And instead of him to say the truth and say it the way it is, he will bend the truth. He will tell you that what Boko Haram is doing has nothing to do with religion. What then has he got to do, good luck? You are there in Israel. They are waging war with Lebanon and Palestinians and all the rest. What is it for? Is it for the sake of killing human beings? Is it for the sake of reducing population? What is it, good luck, Jonathan? You don't listen to yourself, but you are talking. You want to contest again. As I said, there's nothing done in Biafra land. We don't have anything. You want to go again. The reason why, because once I state something, I don't go back. I don't talk two ways. I will maintain and tell you the reason why I say what I said. Go there, because Buhari says there will be blood all over the place. There has been blood since you've been in there, Gulo Jonathan. Now go back there. Buhari wants to come. I don't know if Babangida has come back from his German tour where they were curing him of Ebola or whatever he's suffering. Remember, he wants to fight for
no, 2015. Yeah, after after Buhari, he will take over in the next 8 years.
Yeah, you are. So, good luck. You should go there. Let them divide. Since good luck doesn't want to do what Chukwu Abiema has handed over to him to do, they will divide it on his head. You will see Muslims, their quest is Sharia law. Biafra is not for Sharia law. We have our own live and let live. We don't kill people. If you kill somebody, we won't even kill you. We'll banish you. We'll send you away from your home. Go somewhere where you will repent. When you repent, then you come back. We don't kill. But we are now being forced in a position where we have to defend ourselves, and it is written in law, because everything we do here, we back it up. Self-defense is a well meaningful, well written law that every Tom, Dick and Harry knows. It's justice. Somebody comes to you to kill you, you kill the person first. You are justified, and that is what will happen very soon, because we've been shouting, we've been telling the world. Of course, the British, once they sit on you, they will sit on you properly. They don't care. That is one selfish attitude of the British I do not like. They are very good. Their law is perfect. But when they sit on you, they pretend not to observe the law they have already enshrined in their constitution. We need a change in this country. Once you say you are righteous, you maintain your righteousness. But the British, most of the time, they don't. They'll pretend they don't know until when you go to court. Then that is where those who know the law will put things right. Director, we will never stop preaching until Biafra is resurrected, and then we go back to where we came from and carry on preaching for the entire world to be at peace. Nobody should kill anybody. Eat, drink, when it's your natural time to die, you die. Stop forcing people, stop killing people untimely. That is what Radio Biafra preach here. Live and let live. There should not be victimization. There should not be unnecessary killing of others. Respect men, women. Let everybody be according to the way they are created by their own creator. Stop forcing people and stop killing people. That is what we preach here on Radio Biafra. Biafra must be restored, because that's our goal. That's our destiny. Every other story we talk is to extend the time and the airtime. The only primary reason why we talk is restoration of Biafra. Any other news you hear, our people when you want an argument to be extended, you start arguing on petty things. We will talk about other little things to have 2 or 3 hours. But our principal aim on Radio Biafra is to resolve Biafra. That's all. QED. Good morning, Director.
Good morning, Barrister. Well spoken, very articulate, and concisely presented. This is Radio Biafra, and now our lines are open. If you are lucky this morning, of course, it wasn't trailed as properly as it should. But all the same, our lines are open, and this is Radio Biafra. Once again, I will do a rundown of all the means by which or through which you can get hold of us this morning, starting from our main line itself, which is +44208133 9976, +44208133 9976. We also have +44 78 313 08 376. I repeat, 0044 78 313 08 376. We are on Skype as well, Radio Biafra, all one word, and Radio Biafra 1. We are also on the coordinator's line as well, Rapid Response 68. Rapid Response 68 as well, we are there. And this is your platform. This is Radio Biafra. And wherever you are on this very planet, we welcome you. This is the only place you can come to where you have truth and honesty side by side in pursuit of this very glorious enterprise, which is the restoration of the kingdom of Chukwu Abiama on this very earth. And that is Biafra land. We have the first caller today. Please, please, please turn your system down. Turn it down, please, before you speak. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What is your name? Yes, good morning. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
I am Akpa Sunday from Ebonyi State.
Akpa Sunday from Ebonyi State. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I want to appreciate your effort.
Turn your system down. I'm begging, please. Turn your system down, please. You can hear your voice later. Turn it down.
Yeah, I can hear you.
No, I can hear you too.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you very well. It's to turn the system down. You're listening device.
All right. Yeah, the system is down completely.
Go ahead. Go ahead then. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
I've been listening to you on air.
Yes.
But I want to ask a question.
Go ahead.
Is there no way this radio, because it's online, because our parents in the village will be more sensitized if this channel is brought home. It could be, even if it's shortwave or whatever, that they can easily access this station, because it will help.
Do you know we are on satellite?
I know.
Exactly. So people can get
hold on.
People know is the match for Chelsea and Man United. Is it on radio? Is it not on satellite?
It's on satellite.
Uh-huh, but they know the result. They go and listen. They go and watch football. Everybody, even yourself, you watch football. So the same thing can happen as well. If people want to redeem themselves, all they need to do is to go to the market. Any decoder, DSTV, Dasat, it doesn't matter. Just go there and there's Radio Biafra there. And then you try and join us. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello.
Yes, please, your name and where you're calling us from.
My name is Ikem Dirim Chukunoye. I'm calling from West London.
From West London, please go ahead.
Yeah, I want to say thank you to all the people of Biafra who has been supporting this course. It's been a religion to me, really. I always look forward to coming on here, listening to everyone put in. And one more thing I'd like to say is this whole thing that's gone on with this lady and the fact that's been put to us. This is not village meeting, for goodness sake. It's not village meeting. This is a struggle. This is Biafra restoration. Gossip here, gossip there, gossip here, gossip there, everywhere, everywhere. This is what we've been hearing for the past 2 weeks now. It's getting boring. It's getting old school. Can we just please change it and just stick to what we came to do, what we're here to do, please?
But that's what we're doing. You're the one that brought it up this morning.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Exactly.
We should just let it go and just face the course.
Exactly. If you had come now and not talk about it, nobody would talk about it.
Yeah.
That is the way it is. So the best thing to do is not to talk about it. We are here to restore Biafra.
I know someone will still call and talk about it.
I don't think so.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think so. Not at all. We have more important things to do. Anybody talking about it, I'll just cut the person off.
Okay, back to the case of Ebola and the guy that died, the Liberian guy that died.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. They created the Z-Map to cure Ebola. People have survived Ebola, but why should that guy die? And Africa being Africa, we have tobacco. That same drugs was made out of tobacco, for goodness sake. And we have people who survived from Ebola in Africa. Why can't we just get these people around and do our thing rather than wait for these people?
No, because they are God. After all, what is our name? They named me Kenneth. Other people are answering other white names. You said they are God. You believe in Nigeria. Not you, my dear brother. Other people believe in Nigeria. So we see them as God. Therefore, unless God says this drug is good, you can never use it. That is the problem we have. Africa, black people suffer from monumental inferiority complex of a type that is unimaginable. If a white man says, oh, this is good, they say, yeah, it is good. Until the white man, let me give an example.
Yes.
Here we are today. I'm on Radio Biafra. We are struggling. Wait until one day CNN gives me an interview and the white man says, oh, Nnamdi Kanu is very good, or Uche Mefo is fantastic, or Barrister Mamezu is the greatest thing since sliced bread. You will see how black people will respond to us. All of the people are now waiting. What they are waiting is to see if the white man will give them blessing to, you don't see them flock to us. That's the way we are as black people. Please continue.
You know, we being black people, we're not being able to reason for our own selves. Why do we have to wait for someone to tell us what to do, what is real? Someone called the other day and said, oh, Chukwu Abiam, Arusi, this and that. what bullshit? Have you ever asked yourself, why, before these people came, how were you, what did you worship? Gini Wu, your religion. What was your religion before they came and gave you the Bible? Can you please just tell me? Why can't people reason? Fela said the same thing. If you check the Muslims, they dress like the Arabs. If you check the Christians, they dress like the Western world. For goodness sake, can't you just see reason in us? Arusi Gini. Chukwu Abiam, I used to remember them days where we watch Mike Odinhedema. Yes. You know, Okpuru Anyanwu. I mean, these people, don't you think sometimes? This is our tradition. How many times can you, okay, go all these channels on in London, or History Channel, every day, they show, Second World War, Hitler, genocide.
It's true.
But
it's
why every one day, every one day, Biafra, they never show on TV the genocide? People, Hamburu. I mean, I don't understand this thing. When I think about them, that's why I'm not interested in all those gossip. I'm sure, well, facts. This is my religion. I don't remember the last time they're at church. I believe in myself. I know what I am. So, nobody, to me, I'm in Bible. The Bible is just a book of morals, way to live. That's how I see it. I want Jesus. We know they think.
No, we don't. We are black.
I know they think.
We don't think, no. We are black.
Why can't we just try and be positive all the time and just go for it once and for all? You know? There's no bickering will get us anywhere. We can bicker from here to God knows mountain of Israel to tomorrow. You're not going to get us anywhere. We have to start acting.
And that's what we're going to do. And
that's what we have to do, because there's no time. And one thing, I just want you to tell us about Tony Nnadi, because I saw some of his interviews online, which I really, really liked.
Yes.
He's a sensible man. I can see where he's coming from. So I'd like you to update us on where he is right now, what he is doing.
He is back in Lagos, I presume. He's a lawyer. He practices in Lagos.
Yeah.
Yes. What did you take from what he was saying? What was your take from what you heard? What was the conclusion?
The conclusion is, okay, the only place that I said, okay, when he talked about federalism,
yes,
which was an option of, okay, we're on TV, let me just say what they need to hear.
I'm just saying
his intention is Biafra. Obviously. It's so obvious.
So, no, hold on a second,
Yeah.
Did he state that during his interview? Did he say, I am a Biafran, I'm fighting?
He didn't. That's what I'm saying, because he wants people to hear.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. Biafra, they can shake on. You know what is in Shiko crab?
Yeah, I know Nshikon.
Can you steal or eat Nshikon in secret? Eh? And at Nshikon, exactly, because people will hear it when you're crunching the crab. People will hear it. I will ask you again.
Yes.
It's a very simple question. I don't reason like a black person. I am very, very factual. Mm. Did you hear him declare and say, I am a Biafran?
No, he didn't say that.
Simple. That's all.
No.
My question is finished.
But what I'm saying, he didn't say that.
I don't believe him. This is freedom.
No, I'm just saying. See,
there is no ambiguity. See, hold on a second. Hold on. Hang on. Let me finish.
Yeah.
Hang on. Listen. Mm-hmm. This is freedom fighting. You are fighting for something that is your right. Is that correct?
Yes.
There is no room for ambiguity or second guessing. When you are speaking as a leader, you don't allow people to second guess you. You must come out and state who you are. And I'll ask you again, did he say he's a Biafran?
No.
Then go ahead.
Okay. Now, what I want to say is, when we watch things and read things, we all have our own different views on how we see things. Correct?
You are making, this is the same mistake black people always make.
No.
Hang on a second. You're dealing with life and death. When Ojukwu declared Biafra, he did not come out to say, I'm a Nigerian, but now let us try. Do you understand me? What I'm trying to say?
What I'm saying is, I said, when you read things and you watch things, I'm a literature student, okay? So when you read things, you watch things, you have your own way of reasoning or bringing the meaning out of that same thing in a different way. But what I'm saying is, he didn't say Biafra, but he is insinuating it in the sense that, is it that you give us federalism?
You see, Western education have rendered some of us even more useless than we were in the first place. I asked a simple question. Is it that you are a Biafran or you are not? Hang on. If you are granted an interview tomorrow, of course, this is an interview now, because people don't think of interview. Interview means exchanging of views. I say something, you say something. That's the meaning of interview. But I think it's only when you go to CNN or to BBC, that's when you have an interview. Now, listen, my dear brother.
Yes?
If you go to, as we're carrying out this interview now, you've told me you are a Biafran. Is that correct?
100%.
Did you hear him say that during his interview?
No.
Exactly. Then
let's leave it at that. The initial question was, can you update us on where he is?
Of course, he is a member of the New Nigeria Movement.
Okay, New Nigeria Movement.
Do you understand? New Nigeria Movement. Right. I admire his approach.
And what does that even mean?
It means he wants Yoruba and Biafran people. He wants dialogue. He wants the emergence of any state to be out of dialogue, which is very fine. It's very beautiful. I admire it. He wants the emergence of any particular state or entity to be as a result of the people there agreeing to it, of there being a dialogue. Yes, I agree. But do you want to be in dialogue with Yoruba people? I'm asking you.
No way.
He told me in Lagos, and I told him I can never be part of any arrangement with Yoruba.
No way.
And our meeting ended after 4.5 hours.
Sellouts. Those are sellouts.
So our people must understand, Tony Nnadi is a very fine, intelligent man. I respect his views and his opinion.
Yeah.
He is very, very articulate. I respect him for that. I love him the way he speaks. He is fantastic. He's spot on. But the philosophy underpinning what he is espousing is fundamentally flawed. Flawed to the core. When I discuss with people, my standing point is Biafra. When we finish our discussion, I come back to Biafra. I don't move from it. I don't move from it. But if you tell me you are... He changed that one. No, he didn't change it. He said, because of the problems of the past, let's drop the name Biafra, the word Biafra, and use another name. Eh? You ask me a question, I must answer you. And I told him it cannot happen. It's like asking me to allow Rocha Sokrota to come into Biafra. It's not doable. It's not going to work. It can't work. Allow me to drop a name that 5.2 million people died under the name. Because of that very name, we were nearly wiped out as a race.
That same name, my dad limps today. So
exactly. So, and you want me to change it and then answer. Southern Republic of Nigeria, bunkum, rubbish. Thank you very much, my dear brother. I welcome your call this morning. Dr. Oge Odozokwe is with us. Doctor, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can, please. Director, I hope you can hear me very well.
Loud and clear. You're welcome. Please go ahead.
Good morning, dear friends. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, dear friends worldwide. This is Dr. Ogede Uzokwe from Ukuta in Biafra land. I am speaking from London in the United Kingdom. Director, thank you for the news this morning. And challenging Biafra that you didn't want to announce that you'll be broadcasting this morning to know who are the diehard Biafra.
Of course, of course.
All those who are dedicated to listening to Radio Biafra. Well, I'll still absolve some people who may not have listened because it was almost happening to me. Each time I tune in, it's a repeat broadcast. I became a bit lazy at times to wake up by 7 o'clock. So I know some people may have caught the same syndrome as I caught some couple of weeks ago. However, I am calling this morning to discuss a number of issues that is being discussed now, and at the end I will just make a little announcement. Number one is what Barrister Imam Mizu, the noble barrister, told us about immigration in the 1930s was very nauseating to me. You see, if what the British immigration was doing in the past, in 1930, examining women to check if they were virgins, I think is borders on, in fact, human rights and abuse of human rights. And I am sure if it was white people that suffered that type of abuse, by now, either their fourth or third generation relatives would be taking the British government to court.
And getting compensation.
They will not let it lie. It will be on the news. Probably because it was the Asians who probably closed that to the blacks in terms of our inferiority complex. That is why no person hears anything about it. This is the first time I'm hearing this kind of nauseating information that women who are coming to join their husbands, and what Barrister Imam Mizu didn't tell us whether that examination was performed by men or women, and were those people who are performing those examinations medical practitioners, because I don't even know how somebody who is not a doctor could decipher who is a virgin by sticking his fingers or her fingers into a woman's vagina to find out whether the woman is a virgin or not. So this is number one thing I wanted to contribute. The second thing is you asked a question about Ebola. Why black people are dying and the whites are living? There are two scenarios. I know that a black man who contracted Ebola died in the United States of America. I think he's a black nurse or something like that. And recently it has been announced that two white nurses also have survived Ebola in Liberia. And then the other one is that a lot of blacks in Liberia in particular are dying from Ebola. My take on that is that the reason why they are dying in Liberia is that they don't have sophisticated equipment and gadgets to handle this case, and also the required medical personnel and the paramedical personnel, let me put it that way. That is why the case is different. But I was surprised actually to learn when the black man in America died. I presume probably because they didn't take good care of him. Because I know that the only case that we had in the United Kingdom survived. So why should two white nurses in America survive? Why the only black that suffered Ebola did not survive? Americans should actually tell us why that happened. Whether the Ebola the black man had was different from the Ebola virus that the two white nurses survived. So that is the second issue. There is no doubt that the black man in America may have suffered from some discrimination during his treatment because he's a black man. There's no doubt that could have happened. They may have, like, some theories that he may have been used for as an experiment to find out exactly how this virus works so that they can use it now to treat their own people. It is possible. I cannot, before I used to be very naive, but these days, I'm scrutinizing almost everything that comes my way. Before I took anything that you tell me, look and think like, think without thinking. But now, when you tell me something, I say, hold on, let us analyze it. And that is the way I've been since I've been listening to Radio Biafra. There's something I read on the Facebook, which a man known as Junaid Mohammed said. I thought that is a news from Radio Biafra. It was downloaded 1 hour ago via BlackBerry smartphone app by Chuks Ikediwe to Radio Biafra, which says, Junaid Mohammed said that Igbos are a shameless ethnic group and should all go to hell. That is what he said. And I read through that article. I found out that the man actually was saying the truth.
Of course he's telling the truth. Know, is this your
point? Yes, he was saying the truth. And I loved it. You know, I don't know whether some of these things will help our people come back to their senses.
Exactly.
Because he said, let me just read a few of the lines. Convener of the Coalition of Northern Politicians, Academics, Professionals, and Businessmen, and delegate representing Kano State at the just concluded national conference, Dr. Junaid Mohammed, has spoken out about his hatred for people from Nigeria's southeast, a region populated by Igbos. Dr. Mohammed, who was speaking recently with newsmen about issues in the country, could not help but make it clear that he believes the Igbos constitute a problem in the country, and he challenged anyone who disagrees with him to go to hell. Answering questions on his recent arrest by the Department of State Security after some allegedly inciting comments from him, Mohammed said he was arrested because the director of operations of the Department of State Security Services was an Igbo man. The order for my arrest came directly from the director of operations, an Igbo man. Apparently, he does not like anyone who says anything uncomplimentary about Igbo people, and they agreed. I think he was particularly very unhappy because I said Igbo have taken charge of the economy and that they have also grabbed most of the land, especially for estates in Abuja, where they don't have any historical claims or any other logical claim to even 1 square foot of land. I liked that statement.
Yes, ma'am.
I liked that statement.
I love it.
So these are some of the things he was saying. So I agree with the man completely. Until we come back to our senses, I realize that these people hate us. Because he is saying the mind of the whole northerner. We may think it is Junaid Mohammed talking. Junaid Mohammed talking is speaking the mind of every northern Nigerian. And every Nigerian, any person who calls himself a Nigerian, including those from the Yoruba extraction, the Igbos are hated in that country. So, and finally, I just want to make an announcement regarding the dispute resolution panel. I'm trying to put out my number on the air.
Can you survive it? Can you survive it?
Come on, director. Don't tell me that. Director, how do I put... I can't listen. Because of what we are doing, I had a friend who called me from America some couple of months ago that he was going to run for governor of Imo State. I told him, listen, I won't participate in Nigerian politics. So I said that he's surprised I'm talking like that. I told him I don't believe in Nigeria. So, director, I like politics. I once visited Mr. Nzeribe, Dr. Uzuku Nzeribe of our mama, who was vice president to NNPP or something like that. You know, from the north, I've forgotten the names of these men, the man that led, that another politician that was political party presidential candidate during the second week. Uzuku Nzeribe was his vice presidential candidate during that election. That's the time of Zeke and Co. So the man, when he realized I was the young politician who, after Nzeribe, was sending people to throw dynamite and kill us because I wrote a petition against him that he was a bad politician and so on. The man said, "Oh, my son, you didn't come for my blessing. That the mistake you young people make is that you don't come to be blessed before you start what you are doing." And I remember the last word he spoke to me. He said, "My son, do not leave politics. It has a way of paying." I've always remembered this statement, but because of the way Nigerian politics is and the fact that I'm too decent to participate in what they call politics in Nigeria, I decided to leave off everything. And then secondly, when Radio Biafra came online and preached against Nigerian politics, that is why I cannot be part of it. However, my announcement this morning is, I don't know if I can, if the secretary to the dispute resolution panel can get back to me.
Of course, of course.
On this number, so that we can have a few talk and then find out where we can provide a meeting and call for people to present their cases. My number is +44. 7932 086 572. I repeat, +44 07932 086 572. I also want all the members of the panel to take note of this number and even give me calls on Facebook so that I can also have their own contacts. I also want to put out my email address over the air so that they can also get in touch with me through my mail. My email address is OGEDI and A-N-D, Lady O, L-A-B-Y-O, in other one word, Ogedi and Lady O, at yahoo.co.uk, not yahoo.com, yahoo.co.uk, yahoo.co.uk. That is my email address. And you can also send me a text message through the number I've just given to you so that we can also collect our Skype name and do conference calls and so on. We need to start working to solve our problems. I don't call it problem anyway, to see who that has not committed gross offense and who committed gross offense that will be removed from the struggle. This is all I want to say this morning.
And also, thank you. Before you go, please, Dr. Ogedezokwe, you're a medical doctor. So I want you to please tell us, is there any difference in terms of physiological composition between a black person and a white person? Do they react to drugs differently?
There's no physiological difference, but I know that blacks are stronger than the whites. We can withstand larger doses of drug than the white man. So, but there's no physiological difference.
So why is it that they are surviving treatment for Ebola and we are dying? since we
No, it's not supposed to be so. Like I said, in West African sub-region, probably they don't have the expertise and the way to manage it, you know. That's why probably they're dying in Liberia. But I was surprised the black man that died in America. But in terms of physiology, it is the same. There is no difference. They didn't, when I was reading my physiology in medical school, there was no topic in physiology where they said that this is different from the white person. The only place probably I encountered something like that was in anatomy, where when we talk about anatomy of the female pelvis, the white pelvis is a bit different from that of the male pelvis in terms of its angle of inclination to the lower part of the body.
Yes, that is why they don't have back, is it? Is that correct?
Not that they still have back, but, you know, it is like white people, their babies, especially the people who are in their first pregnancy, may not engage even until they are in labor. While in black, engagement is quite easy, and even turning the baby like what you call a tetracephalic version, like when a baby is presenting breech, because it is more difficult to deliver breech babies vaginally and carrying some little risk, we try to turn them to head down position so that when the woman goes into labor, it will be the head that is presenting, which is easier to give birth to.
Okay.
Yeah, than managing one that the bottom is down.
Oh, okay.
So in black people, it is easier to send these babies. All these have something to do with the architecture or the anatomy of the female pelvis. So that's the only one of the places, you know, there's a difference. But that is not to say that some blacks don't have exactly that, the same anatomy as that of the white, you know.
But so we are far more manageable. Can you see, even from stomach, we are far more maneuverable. They can move us about and we move. But you see the stubbornness of the white people. They want to come in a particular way. But it's only black kids. You touch them a bit and they turn around immediately. Very, very easy to manipulate.
That is true. In fact, what is killing Africa is because of our foolishness and our, you know, stupidity. Because it is obvious that if blacks develop themselves, eat, you know, well-nourished diet and so on, we shall perform better than whites in almost everything, especially in the field of sports. You know, what is holding Africa down is malnutrition. And so most of us don't achieve our growth potential just because of malnutrition and disease. And we don't suffer from any. What kills people in Africa is malaria. If people are well nourished, give them adequate medicare, less people will die in Africa. Yeah, there's a lot of problem in the West, you know, and so on. So this is the thing. I think that Radio Biafra is doing a very good job educating our people and so on. There is something I wanted to mention. You know, the issue of name. Because in my certificate, in everything, I was baptized with Joseph, which you said there is nothing like J.
There is nothing like Joseph.
Yes.
It's Joseph.
That is Joseph and so on. And the more you hammer on this, the more I get worried, because in all my certificates, in my documents, everything, Joseph is there. But I've decided that I'll do a change of name.
Yes.
I'll remove that Joseph. But the only problem is each time you fill a form, you have to submit that. That is my only problem. You know, why I've left it like that.
Attach this point to it and say that is not my name. It's not your name. There's nothing called Joseph. It's Yoshe. Nothing like Joseph.
Yes. Yeah, and I don't think I would like to start even answering Joseph now instead of Joseph. Because I'm already used to Joseph. And but this is a name given to me by my dad anyway. All my children bear Igbo names. There's none that answers the English name.
That's wonderful.
And so on.
That's wonderful.
Uh-huh. So, and I will make sure that that is my next stage. In the next couple of weeks, I will change my name to be just Dr. Ogedi Uzokwe.
Simple.
And forget this, their English biblical name or whatever.
I call it botanical name. Our botanical name. Because even okra, it has a botanical name. Is it? I don't know which one is Carica papaya. That's the one that sticks in my head. I don't know if it's popo. You know, they have botanical names. These are our own botanical names given to us by the man tending to our brain, our conscience, meaning the British in our own case, that made us to come out as very useless and hopeless people. Who cannot listen properly. But here we have cured it. Thank you very much, Dr. Ogier. Those of you, he's a medical doctor, please, not academic doctor. Therefore, he is medical. And I'm also adding Linda Ifeoma Chemoba. Anybody listening from Sweden, tell her if she's in church or she's listening. Of course, she listens. Linda Ifeoma Chemoba, she will also join this group as an assistant secretary to this very group. This very not truth and reconciliation. They are called a panel of inquiry, please. My mistake yesterday is called a panel of inquiry to determine to get to the bottom of what happened and publish it for all the people to see if indeed we are whiter than water or whiter than snow. We value who we are very much. The caller on the line, can you hear me? You are on the phone. The whole world is listening, including the President of the United States of America, Barack Obama. Your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, Barreto, my name is Onyekachi Ogiri. I'm calling from London.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, dear friends. Whatever we are listening, my voice this morning from London. I must greet you people. Barreto, before I go on, I must say you are the man. You know, right from since 2012, we have been in this thing. I know I might not be contributed a lot, but I've graduated from this high institution. You know, I must thank Chukwu Abiyamo for making it possible for people like us that have the zeal to follow this gospel. And I must thank you this morning. Only why I'm thanking you this morning for bringing this service. You know, for the past some days now.
That's correct.
You are not giving us a morning service. And a lot of people have been waiting to listen to your voice every morning. But it's not quite coming.
We are back now. We are back now.
Yeah, we know why it was like that. And, Director, what I want to say this morning is that beyond every reasonable doubt, we have seen things with our eyes and we have heard things from the Radio Biafra. And we must thank Chukwu Abiyamo. We are not thanking you. We are thanking Chukwu Abiyamo for the panels of the inquiry you set up to look into what brings the problems and other things. We thank Chukwu Abiyamo for that, for making it possible. Director, that is one of the things that I always used to recall on my memory, like what you said, that the only difference between human beings and the animals is reasoning.
That's correct.
Animals don't have the ability to reason, but human beings have ability to reason. And I believe that I have separated myself from that animal, because many of us are still animals. Until any day you wake up and have the ability to reason, I believe now that person has already separated his or herself from the animal. So coming to what we're saying and what is happening presently in Nigeria, every one of us are sick and tired of staying abroad, and we can't wait to go home. We still believe in God that in no distance time, we're going to go home. And you are doing a wonderful job, and which everybody can see, which everybody all over the world can see things by themselves and what you have done. Because you say, if you so you have done things that we can see. We can listen to Radio Biafra, Radio directors or board of directors in Radio Biafra make it possible. And the other Biafrans all over the world, that those that made contribution, made it for Radio Biafra to be on air. Radio Biafra is not free. Even any station all over the world are being run with money. But all these things are being contribution made by Biafrans all over the world, and which you people engineer it to make it to be a reality. And secondly, that is what you said one time, early 2013. You said, if anybody who can do it more than the way Nnamdi Kanu is doing it, the person should not hesitate to come forward.
Immediately.
And since then, I've been looking forward to see anybody who can do this. There is nobody except some people, animals, gossiping on the Facebook. If you know you can do it more than Nnamdi Kanu, why can't you come forward and take over? Nnamdi is ready and ready to even vacate the seat. Then anybody can be the director of Radio Biafra. Because what you are the leader of Biafra. Director, I would like you to do something about... Director, you have to... Anybody that is available that wants to take this title, director of Radio Biafra, I would like you to relinquish this power. Give that person director of Radio Biafra. You can still broadcast. If anybody can come up and want to be the Radio Biafra director, the person can come over and become the director of Radio Biafra. But... there is nothing anybody can tell us. Nnamdi Kanu is the leader of Biafra and the commander-in-chief of armed forces. Anything anybody can take it. All I know, all I care about is Nnamdi Kanu is the leader of Biafra. And you are leading us well. Anytime you are not start leading us in a way that is not proper, we have to call your attention and tell you, director, you are not leading us well.
Of course.
But for now, without benefit of doubt, all the things we have seen and those that I know that even know more than me have already said, Nnamdi Kanu is doing a good job. Who am I? And when I see things with my two eyes, that you're doing a very good job. Director, what I want to tell you is that your friends all over the world are strongly behind you. We can't wait. Although what is holding us down is what you said, we are still waiting for fund, for Biafran Defense Fund, to start commencing the phase two properly. So with God, we know all things are possible, but we cannot fold our hands and be depending on God. So we have to hurry up and help ourselves so that the phase two can start proper, so people can start seeing things on their own. Director, keep on doing what we're doing. We always listen to your voice. We always obey your command. Anytime you say go, we go. Stop, we stop. That is how it's going to be. This Radio Biafra or this particular struggle we are doing now, people have to understand this. That is why people don't learn. What we are doing now is not democracy. We are not in, Biafra is not sovereign yet. We are in a struggle. When director gives command, we all follow. What everybody will use to judge Biafra, judge Nnamdi Kanu, at the end of the day, if Nnamdi Kanu cannot get us Biafra, anybody can do whatever thing you care to do. But for now, it's not yet late. Then we are still on it. The time you are giving us and things you are doing is still on the process. We have to exercise some patience and follow the command until you lead us to our final destination. The problem some of us have is that in this struggle, people think when you became one PRO or you became secretary, at the end of the day, you became governor or something like that. I'm sorry for that person thinking that way, because what we are building, as we said, is going to be the finest country that no country will match Biafra all over the world, all over the whole world. So people have to think deep. Don't think when they tell you to vacate being a coordinator or being so thin, you are thinking that maybe you're supposed to be the governor or you're supposed to be a minister. They have already taken it off from you. It's not true. Nobody take any post away from you. And the director, lastly, what I want to say is that I listened to last night's broadcast. That's what one of our brothers said. I don't know if he comes from the United Kingdom or what. He mentioned that before anybody is going to serve us in this struggle again, the person has to bring his CV. We have to look into his CV and see if that person is worthy. But another thing I want to say, I know people might not like it. People might be living different lives before they join this struggle. I don't want people to use the past life they are using before they join this struggle to judge them. People should use the life they are living when they join this struggle.
God bless you. God bless you. That is exactly what I said to them. I don't care what you did before. What have you done since you received this healing, this gospel? Ever since you repented and became a Biafran, what is your conduct? How have you been behaving? That is what concerns me. I don't want to know what you did 15, 20 years ago. That is your business. What concerns me is the day you signed up as a child of Chukwu Abiam, as a Biafran, what did you start doing from that day? That's what concerns me.
Thank you very much. Because this is because any one of us, me or anybody, have done things or one way or another.
Of course we have.
Before we join,
we have, all of us. Nobody's clean. Nobody is clean, myself included. Before we saw the light, before we repented and joined Biafra, you are living in the Western world. You need to struggle to survive. You have gone to application forms before at work and you have lied about something. Because you want to get a job. That is a fact of life. True. People are running about with passports from all over the world. Some say they're from Congo. Some they're from Liberia. Some from Ivory Coast. I don't know what concerns us is, since you repented, discovered Chukwu Abiam as your God, ever since you accepted this very gospel, what has been your conduct? That's what concerns us. Simple and short.
Yeah, thank you very much, Director, because I've told you before, this is the this is the highest institution I've ever graduated from. I can say now I'm a PhD holder from Radio Biafra Institution. So people can take it or they don't take it. I don't care. Because all I know is that when people start going back and start thinking, oh, when you was in primary school, you used to steal pencil, you used to do this, that is bunkum.
Nonsense.
People start judging people on this new struggle we are. Anybody who misbehave on this struggle must honorably vacate. Another person should come in and carry on. Nobody is sending you away from the Biafra. Still contribute your money, do whatever thing you want to do, but taking coordinator or secretary or PRO out from you does not really mean if you want to be a local government chairman in Biafra or governor or anybody, nobody's going to. If you contest the election and win, who is that person is going to stop you? But if you did not win, you think it's going to be another version of Nigeria. You do Magomago, when we was in America or London, I used to be the coordinator. This is that is bunkum.
Nonsense.
That is bunkum.
My dear brother, thank you very much. We're going somewhere else. The people are waiting on the line. Let them stay where they are. That is an announcement I have to make. I have warned before, nobody calls the Biafran office at home or anybody there. Because we will find out. And I'm sounding this note of warning now. Anybody caught calling Enugu office for whatever reason will be removed from this very struggle. For whatever reason. If you're a coordinator, assistant coordinator, treasurer, whatever you are, anything that you are, once it comes to our notice, there will be no mercy, there will be no pity. Enugu office is closed down, shut down completely, sealed and closed. End of story. Nobody contacts Enugu. No human being does that until we go and clean things up. Very, very important to do that. Our struggle has been set back 6 months. We don't want to set back 1 year. If you keep contacting them, that means your sector is compromised. We have to rehabilitate it again. That means setting us back for a year. Not tomorrow now, they'll say, Nnamdi Kanu promised this and didn't deliver it. I'm warning you now. Nobody calls Enugu. You may call in secret. The Satan will come and tempt you to call. You will call. Or you will take call from them. And then you'll be out. Completely out. No mercy. Don't say we didn't warn you. From today, if you hit and call them yesterday or the day after, that is your business. But if you make any contact, I know, and I'm not going to tell you how I know. I am going to know. We are well connected. Our intelligence is not that of little children. We will know, and then you'll be put out to follow. Understand that very well. No contact with Enugu. End of story. Enugu is shut down, moribund, dead. No contact whatsoever. The only people allowed to contact Enugu are the secretaries working for this very panel. This panel of inquiry. That is all. And Dr. Oge Edozokwe. Every other person, none is allowed. Only Dr. Oge Edozokwe and Ebere Obioma and Linda Ifeoma Chimwamba, who will serve them the papers needed. No other person is allowed to call until we get to the bottom of this and know how compromised we have become. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype on the coordinator's line. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Director.
Please go ahead. Your name and where you are. The caller on the phone from Italy, I presume. Stay where you are. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Biaflans. My name is Agujebo Shalsen Bajito from the National Coordinator of Russia.
Go ahead.
I'm very happy to call this morning. I'm not always calling because too much calling and too much talking is not what we need now. We need action. We need people that we trust. I don't want to go to what is happening because for me, it's not what I'm here for. I'm here for to get Biafra with IPOB and the RBL.
Simple.
Director, we have a progress in Russia now. Now we have a two zone plus Moscow, which is three.
That is wonderful. Wonderful news.
Now we have a zone in St. Petersburg. Our coordinator, zonal coordinator in St. Petersburg is Abu Lucky John. Our coordinator in the city of Palm is Umuke Joseph. Our Moscow coordinator is Barrister Ike Orisha. And director, we are moving forward to do our own part.
Yes.
We support you. We support you by left and
right. Of course you do. I know you do. You do. Both secretly and in the open. I know that very well. I know you do.
So, I don't need to say our progress because we don't know who is our enemy. maybe we can talk off here later
of course
to
we will.
Our progress over here.
We will. I know the work you're doing. And I like the fact that you were one of the very first people to come out publicly to support the work we are doing openly. And I recognize that. I recognize that. Thank you very much. Thank you. Russia is growing, of course. Russia will come. We don't want to give you the secret. Give it away. But the zoo must fall. And it will be spectacular. By the end of the day, you will go down on your knees and thank Chukwu Abiama and say you are God. That's all we are doing. Once I hand over you people back to God, my job is done. I will tell Chukwu Abiama, you sent me to do a work. I have done it. I have given your children back to you. Do with them as you please. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Michael. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. Please go ahead. Your name and where you are, if you may.
Good morning, Baredo.
Good morning.
Good morning, dear fans all over the world. My name is Amadeus Chikwume Kenji. I'm from Olo, in Olo local government, Biafra land.
Yes.
I'm calling from Italy.
Which part of Italy are you in? Amadeus, which part of Italy are you in?
Treviso zone. I'm
Treviso. Treviso. The beautiful Treviso itself. Wonderful place. Yes. I enjoy it. I still remember Treviso. It keeps playing in my mind all the time. I remember everything. Where we were, the meeting. I don't know why. In especially the morning when we were about to go to Venice, where we stopped. Our brother stopped and ran to his house. I don't know why it keeps playing in my mind. I remember it very clearly. Please go ahead.
Treviso is a wonderful zone. We will never let you down.
Of course, of course. I know. There may be a lag is that. No, nothing will happen. Please go ahead.
Yes. He's a horrible man. He can do. You know what he can
do. Of course.
Do.
I know them.
Yeah. Pareto, what I want to say this morning is that the problem our people have is we lack of encouragement in any good work we are doing. The Igbo people, that Igbo mentality and the greedy and jealous is a problem we still have. And I thank God you have come out to cure this problem. Director, I can tell you from my old town, when I was a kid, I remember some of our people who traveled to America. Our time did not sponsor them because because of their intelligence. We sponsor them to America. Our community gather money and send them to America to go and learn. We contribute monthly, yearly to give them to study. Okay, everything. But today is not longer happening because of our greediness. And she's not my son. How can I sponsor this person? He's not my son. How can we sponsor another person's son? That is the problem of Igbo man. And we have gone a long way. British has already damaged a lot of things in our life. That is a problem. Our people want somebody who will serve them. They don't want to encourage another good work. Unless you come to them, you follow their direction, they will give you 1 naira, 2 naira, and you're calling them Oga, sir. That is what our people want. They will see people dying, crying. A lot of things is happening in our place. Those people calling them Ohanaeze. Those people calling them chief. Those people calling them, they said the Royal Highness. Those deep, they don't want the poor people to survive. They want us to live like what British done in our life. They want us to continue with that mentality. In fact, sometimes when I listen to you, what you are saying, I cry for my people. I cry for our people. They don't want to come to their senses. You see, one problem we have is that our people want to sow a seed where they will benefit immediately. Even in our zone, in Treviso zone, many people rush to Biafra. Immediately they hear that we are contributing, we are this, and say, hey. Oh, keep on contributing. Because of Igbo mentality, if you contribute, maybe when you are taking your son to a child education, they will contribute for you back. When your father dies or something, they will give you money back. Then that's the organization they want. But that one that will save their life in eternity, they don't want that one. They want, that is why you always mention buying and selling. Do it and get gain immediately. They jump out. And where are we? Direct all what they are saying is true gospel about our people. They need to change their mentality. Enviness and greediness. That is the problem we have in Igbo land. And if you don't wipe out this thing and lend that spirit of encouragement, support who is on the move. Director, do you know why I joined this radio Biafra? The first day I called you, I said, I know what Owazirike did for us. Why are you calling about Owazirike? And you posted where Owazirike is campaigning for Hakim. That's the day I raised my case. That's the day I know that you are saying the real truth. And that's why I joined this organization. And I promise by heavenly God that we pray with you. Even with the defense fund, I have paid my own, and because I want this Biafra to come. Anybody who like it or not, let him go and die. Biafra must come in our lifetime. That is why I hope all the whole preaching, all the whole thing you are saying, direct by with it. And they will never like you to go and fail. Because people who want you to say, Biafra, do it today, do it tomorrow. They want you to fail, and tomorrow you say, You say you're going to give up Biafra, now you have failed, you have disappointed. Director, if you don't have enough fund to sponsor this thing, even the day you come to Trevis, I told you, if you want to strike, we'll strike wars. Even if you're going to take us 100 years.
You are correct.
Let us remain like that.
Of course.
If you don't have enough fund to strike, keep it. Even if you're going to need your 100, let us know who is really Biafra, not those noisemakers. Director, let me start
My dear brother, thank you very much. Thank you. Those of you in Trevis are very strong. From day one, they don't shake. Both their men and their women, very strong. Silent operators. Very, very strong. Very, very strong. Because the devil is very, very cunning. But we have overcome. We shall continue. People think that to run Radio Biafra is peanuts. Radio Biafra is broadcast all over the world. All over the world. That is BBC Hausa service, confined to only Hausa people. I want all these idiots and vagabonds to phone up BBC and ask them how much does it cost to present BBC Hausa service. It runs into millions of pounds. Minimum 2 million. Last year, they spent over 2 million pounds. And we run Radio Biafra and some idiots think it is cheap. Because you come to Radio Biafra, very soon we shall place Radio Biafra on subscription only. If you don't pay, you don't get it. Then you will understand how much it costs to run. You think, idiot, you didn't contribute any money. Come and account to us as if you are blind. Can't you go online, go to Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs and see everything you need to see there? Must you be that stupid? And of course, Umuwe, African people, black and useless. We have come to the end of the program this very morning. We'll ask you to join us again this evening. We are relentless. We are back morning and evening every blessed day. The only time you will not get it is when I am traveling, because I travel a lot. I am going all around to spread this gospel. Some of them say they are Christians. Did Yeshua stay in one place to preach the gospel? The answer is no. He moved about from Jericho to Jerusalem to Nazareth to Bethlehem. Everywhere he went to preach. Our people are daft. N-D-C-O-G, no brain. They cannot reason properly. They cannot think properly. And I know Fuebekri Mamu. The answer is no. If at, of course, Amohana Gota in Lagos. They can't reason properly. this gospel must be preached. I will preach it in Japan. I will preach this gospel in the Philippines. I will preach it in Hong Kong. I will preach it in China. Anywhere there are Biafrans and they are willing, they are strong and formidable enough, I will go there to preach this gospel in the same style. If Igbo people are in the audience, may God help them. May God help them. Because Biafra to us is our religion. Religion, that is where, this is here that we worship. I want to help us. This is where we worship him on this platform. Biafra is my religion. Let them worship whatever they like in their own way. For me and my household, Biafra is our religion. Chukwa Biama is our God. That is why he will bless, nurture, and sustain each and every one of you and your families as long as we continue to worship him here in truth and honesty. That is the laws of natural justice. It's as simple as that. There is nothing man can do about it. This very project was ordained by God himself. Chukwu Abiama said, I must do it. I never wanted to do it. I don't like Igbo people. They are cunning. They are duplicitous. They are wicked people. I never liked them for once. I never belonged to any useless Igbo group. I don't know why Chukwu Abiama gave this thing to me. I don't know why. I am an educated man. My job was paying very, very well. I have no need to mix with certain people in life. I don't know why Chukwu Abiama did this to me. But he said, Mokwanaga, I say, this is what you must do. If you don't do it, I will kill you. That is why I'm doing it. And I will do it to the best of my ability. And I will hand over his children back to him. And then he will release me. Then my work is done. Kamga's week. My wife is beautiful. My son, very, very handsome. I can be, if I look at my wife morning, noon, and night, I'm a satisfied man. I don't have problem. This is England. If I don't have job, I go and claim social security. They will pay my house rent for me. I don't have any problem. Chukwu Abiama said, I must do this work, and that is what I'm doing. And I pray for his mercy, for his guidance, and that he will not allow shame to befall me. He cannot send me on this journey and allow me to fall to shame. It won't happen, or else he's not God. But because I know he's God, that is why Biafra will come under my watch. This is Radio Biafra. Well, thank you for joining us this very morning. You join us again this evening, and may he continue to sustain each and every one of you until then. 7 p.m. London time, the same time in my lovely country called Biafra land. But for now, from me, from our studio here in London, it is simply good morning.
Victorious, a trumpet.